Hey everyone, this is John.
And this is Ryan.
And this is the Super Nintendo, the best damn Nintendo podcast on the internet.
Huzzah!
And like the name implies, it is a Super Nintendo edition of the show. No major games to talk about this time. What we do, I should say, normally, if you're first time listening. Normally we talk about Super Nintendo games as they came out, or semi-chronologically. We usually look back 21 years to the month that we're in. That would bring us to July of 1995.
See?
Six, goddammit. And nothing major. Nothing too noteworthy coming out that month. So, instead,
as we have established, all hands are on deck for the release of the N64.
Yes, indeed. And this is probably something we'll touch on a little bit further into the show, but for Nintendo as well, all hands were on deck for the N64 to the point to where they were canceling games that were practically finished. Games like Star Fox 2, which is coming out 21 years later on the Super Nintendo Classic Edition.
That's something we should probably talk about. Did we talk about that last time?
That is going to be the primary topic.
Okay.
Because it was announced toward the beginning of the month. Toward the end of June it was announced.
Yeah.
Me and Wes talked a little bit about it on the official show, but we didn't really dive too deep. But that's going to be our primary discussion point here, is this little mini console that they are releasing at the end of September.
Yeah.
So, basics, it's mini, fizz into the palm of your hand, just like the Super, or the NES Classic Edition.
Price point, $79.99.
$79.99. One of the big differences.
Well, price point in yen, 7,980 yen.
Okay.
Just playing out.
One of the big differences between like the actual like hardware form factor between this and the NES Classic Edition is that the Super NES Classic Edition comes with two controllers out of the box, which is nice. The cords are also a bit longer. NES had the like 2.5 feet controllers. They were really
small. That's just nonsense, man.
Whereas these have 5 foot controllers, so a little bit more. Well,
still kind of nonsense. It's only 5 feet.
I mean, Christ, do you want some pretzels?
Why do you always wait till we start recording? Like, why is it your...
I'm done. Don't worry, Andrew.
So, what the fuck are we even saying? Oh, 5 feet is not super long either. The point with like the really short ones was that it's not really something that I guess they expected you to keep on your entertainment center, because they're trying to like I guess preserve some sort of functionality, because like the reset button took you back out to the home menu. That was on the NES Classic Edition, but that was the only way to get out to the home menu. I don't think there was like a button shortcut on the controllers. Hopefully they come up with something like that for the Super Nintendo, like up select B or up BX, like to reset a Pokemon game.
Yeah.
That's just your quick out to the menu where you like select your game and load your save states and all that. Mm-hmm. But we'll see. I mean, it is cool it comes with two controllers, because there are a bunch of games on this thing that are going to be great in co-op.
Yeah. Can I bring up one thing?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It has an HDMI display output, which is interesting, mm-hmm. because, you know, HDMI didn't exist at the time of the original Super Nintendo.
Right.
Yeah, but most TVs nowadays, that's pretty much their only thing. Some TVs nowadays don't even come with AV.
Oh, no? Well, I haven't bought a TV in like 6 years, so I'll take your word for it.
I think I could be wrong. I don't know.
Well, I'd be interested to see how this, if HDMI can play through USB in some way. If you could actually get it to just play through a laptop or your own computer.
Okay.
That'd be a fun way to stream the content of the game.
Oh, well, some like laptops and computers now have HDMI ports.
Just built-in HDMI.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
But let's go down. What I'm thinking is we'll go down the list of the game. Like, one of the other major differences is that this Super Nintendo Classic Edition has 21 games as opposed to the NES Classic's 30 games. And it's a little strange, because it's not like they couldn't have gotten to 30 games, even like filling in the other 9 spots with first-party things. But for some reason, they just decided that...
Hey, we're giving them a brand new game after all these years.
True.
They can go F themselves. All right.
I don't know. I mean, how hard would it have been to dump a ROM of Donkey Kong Country 2?
No, it wouldn't have been hard at all.
There are a couple of ones that are just weird. But anyway, so we'll go through game by game.
No, well, let's save this one for 4 years when they want to do it. SNES Hidden Gems Collection.
So we'll go through game by game here. If you have anything to say, we'll chime in. It doesn't really matter how long we go here. So any thoughts you want to throw out about?
Did you see that there's a list of Western and Japanese exclusives?
Yes, there's a difference.
How are you going to approach those? Just like
carefully.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, are you, when you got on your list, are you going to say, here's the Western versions?
I'm just doing the North American.
Because that's games. Where we are.
Okay. But if you want to go through like the Japanese ones after that, that'd be fine.
I just mean Japanese viewers out there.
I just think it's interesting what they're including and not including.
Yeah, it is. It is kind of interesting to see which ones are
like traded off. We'll get into that later. Go ahead.
I'm sure it's gonna be fine.
Super Mario World.
Yeah.
Classic. It's a must have.
Yep. It would be weird if they didn't include that one. I think that's your, you
know. No Super Mario All Stars, which.
Yeah, I guess that is in and of itself a greatest hits collection from another console.
And they did have...
Granted, they changed, they redid the game, so it plays different.
But. And they did have Mario 1, 2, and 3 on the NES Classic Edition, if you're able to get one of those. But no lost levels.
But did you guys watch that like 2-hour marathon that they did for Games Done Quick, where they played the NES versions? And then the All-Stars versions?
No.
And they swapped controllers?
Yeah, they're like training. It was kind of like a relay kind of thing.
It was pretty cool.
Were they racing? I can't remember. It was kind of in the odd spot.
They had three teams, and it was whichever team finished first. So, you know, if like one guy just totally ripped through Super Mario 2, but his other two teammates sucked, then he's not getting anywhere.
But they took turns on which Marios they were playing. So
One person would play one game, one person would play the next game. When they tagged, it was essentially they were doing a 20-minute game. And no warps. That was the other thing, no warps.
Okay.
It was really fun to watch because the two games actually do play drastically different. I'm sorry, Super Mario World.
And anything else about like Mario World? Like, this is a no-brainer. This has to be part of it.
It's a great game. I feel like that game alone is... I don't know, dozens of hours of gameplay.
Well, I'll spend tons of time playing. If I'm able to get one of these classic editions, I'll spend a ton of time with Mario World.
Yeah.
Even though you already have it and already do play it tons and tons of times on your actual SNES.
On my actual SNES and on my Wii U, I have a virtual console version of
Mario
World.
Why would you do that?
What?
Get a virtual console version of it. You have a Super Nintendo.
Save states, mostly.
Yeah.
Just save it anyway.
Fair point.
But that and, you know... I would like to use my Super Nintendo more sparingly now that it is, it's a 25-year-old console.
Yeah.
It's amazing that it still works.
If these
things
have license plates, they have collectible license plates.
Yeah, yeah. So one of the great things about this Classic Edition is there's, like a lot of these games are games that I play over and over again on my actual Super Nintendo. And it'll just be nice to like have something that's, a little bit easier to set up, nothing you have to change the cartridge, and I can keep my Super Nintendo, you know. Like, I can still imagine that it works 30 years from now, you know.
Yeah. I don't know, they seem to be pretty fucking durable, considering that I still play on the same one I've had since I was a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I got mine, I haven't set it up in forever, so I don't know if it works or not.
You can try it.
That sounds like a personal problem, you should really set that up.
I don't think I have the cables anymore.
No?
No. I really gotta stop by that game store.
Yeah, I mean, they make knockoff third-party components and parts that cost
definitely.
Like very, very little that you're not going to break the bank getting the pieces you need.
All right, game number 2 out of 21.
Or I could just get, the SNES Classic when it comes out.
Yes, if you're casual.
One of the two.
How casual you answer is that
question. How dare you, sir? Uh-huh. That offends me to my core.
If I'm sure if it had Dark Souls, he'd be getting it.
It'd be cool to see a 16-bit Dark Souls.
I'd play it.
I think they call that game Demon's Crest, though.
Actually, what is that dungeon game? There's a really tough roguelike that people... Rogue Legacy? I think it's called Rogue Legacy. Yeah, Rogue Legacy. It's like you play it, and then when you die, your sibling... Or your spawn picks up where you
and
it's all randomized.
Yeah. Not a Super Nintendo game, though.
Nope.
So, game number 2 out of 21, Super Mario Kart. I feel like this is probably one I'm not going to spend a lot of time with.
Yeah, but it's another staple. It's theirs. It's also Nintendo published, so...
Right, two-player, so you get the multiplayer couch co-op out of that.
We'll talk about the ones that aren't, but when you go through the list, it is pretty... It's basically dominated by Nintendo, of course, as the studio, and then basically three other studios total. Two of which have a bunch, and then a couple which have, like, one game.
Yeah, it's like, it's Nintendo, it's Konami, it's Capcom, it's Square Enix.
Yes.
All the Super Nintendo heavy hitters.
Mm-hmm.
A Link to the Past, game number 3. Another all-time classic, no co-op in this one, of course, but a game that's highly replayable, and I think a game that you know, it'll be nice to play through it with save states.
Of its era, it's one of the greatest games ever made.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
absolutely. I've actually never played it, so
it'll be fun.
I'd enjoy it. Yeah. I can't wait. This is probably going to be the first thing I
Well, considering how well-versed you are in all of the other Zelda games, I feel like it'll be great. It'll be fun to play through and like
do it.
See all stuff.
F-Zero
is a wonderful precision racer. Handles like a dream. Amazing soundtrack. Looks gorgeous.
F-Zero always,
everything you
almost
could
makes
of.
Me want to not buy this.
Yeah.
My system is infected with a disease
Launch
that I can't purge
title.
From it.
They knew they had struck gold with this one.
I think it's okay. I don't think it has particularly aged well, but I think that...
See, not like you've aged well. Absolutely.
No, is there a co-op in F-Zero?
Crisp precision.
I mean, see, John, right now your voice sounds like one of those like 80-year-old ladies in the Vegas casino, the slot machines. Hello, darling. Just
no,
go,
this isn't...
That was the slot machine
that's
going.
That's getting edited out.
Yeah.
No.
You were at the Dropkick Murphy show. Just let everyone know what you were doing.
Oh, were they in town?
Yeah. I mean, you had to have sex with the band, so I knew you were
there. Like everybody
does. Yeah, of course. It's just kind of what you do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anything else about F-Zero? Is there co-op in F-Zero?
I don't believe there is.
I don't think so either.
I don't remember there being... I think maybe you could do... No, actually, you might be able to do it such that it was like... You can't race simultaneously.
Right.
It would be two different
right.
playthroughs. But
okay.
From what I remember, actually, I don't even think it's an option. I think you basically go into practice mode, Grand Prix mode, which is the set series of courses,
mm-hmm.
and then a third mode called Options, which is, oh man, you don't even know what's going on there. It's really confusing.
Can you,
very little racing.
Can you do a sound test? Oh my God. It'd be amazing.
No. Yeah. I love this game. I think that you guys are... kind of missing the point on it.
I mean, I don't think it's a bad game. I think I will say this. Jeremy Parrish has a YouTube channel.
Who the hell is that?
Don't worry about it. He's a guy, and he has a YouTube channel, and he does this really interesting retrospective. It's like a 20-minute video just on F-Zero and the tech and the design behind it. It's actually really interesting.
And did he like it?
He did.
Yeah, there you go, buddy.
He really likes the game.
That's instantly my new favorite YouTuber.
That's right. Robert Parrish, the basketball player.
But it's actually a really interesting piece of history, F-Zero.
I'd like to watch that video, actually. That sounds cool. Yeah, I think it's a great game. I think it's parsimonious. It's very simple, and what it does really, really well.
Super Metroid?
Yeah. Oh, right. Again, you
fantastic game.
Must play.
Staple game.
Kinda gotta play it. So good.
Let's see. A Street Fighter 2 Turbo.
Here's where we diverge.
Okay.
Because apparently Americans get Street Fighter 2 Turbo Hyper Fighting, and Japan gets the Street Fighter 2 New Challengers, which I'm guessing is just sort of a colloquial thing. They probably like it more over there.
Maybe.
Because I don't think there's much difference. I think maybe the new Challengers means that our version doesn't contain, you know, like DJ and Cammy and Fei Long, which and T-Hawk, which quite frankly I would like to have Cammy. And given that I've gotten back into these games, I want to see why the way that the game, like T-Hawk used to always be thought of as garbage. And in the past few years, T-Hawk's made this huge comeback competitively, which is weird because the game is so old. It's like people found a new strategy that makes T-Hawk just really dominant. I would like to fuck around with T-Hawk, but I don't know.
No, there's always like...
I'm having a good hyper fighting. It's cool. I like hyper fighting.
I am pleased, though, that there's been one version of Street Fighter here. Because like back when the Wii U Virtual Console was still young... Capcom released all three Super Nintendo Street Fighter games on the Virtual Console on the same day. No idea why. They actually gave you a discount if you bought all three, which fucking great. Thanks.
I think that's probably just for the diehard fans. Someone like me might actually get something out of having all of these different versions, because I know the versions I like to play. I like to play World Warriors, which is like the original Street Fighter 2. Nobody likes that because it doesn't have turbo, and it's got a really limited character set where it's just the core 8. You can't play any of the bosses. So a lot of people don't like that at all, but that's my bread and butter. But it translates well. Like you, if you get good at one version, you're pretty much good at all of them. You just got to get used to the little foibles.
Didn't have turbo, but did it have Sinbad?
No, probably.
John got
did,
it.
Did I booster?
No, yeah, yes, you had booster. That was really booster.
I get a bigger brain.
These cookies are delicious.
Super Punch Out. Yeah. I don't really have too much to say about Super Punch Out, but it's a first party Nintendo game, so
it is one of those games that I would probably play if I had one.
Yeah, but I do have the cartridge, and actually, I think that was probably one of the games that we spent a really short amount of time on when we did a Super Nintendo show dedicated to it. That might have been like a 10-minute segment on Super Punch-Out. Not, really? Not,
I remember it because when I was in middle school, I would have to stay an after... both my parents worked, so I had to stay an after-day care or whatever they called it. And they had a Nintendo there, and we would play Punch-Out all the time. And basically, we just came to the conclusion that Punch-Out is just a mean-spirited, evil game. So, and now that I'm older, I just realize it's all... timing and just reading sprites and listening for sound
effects. It's a rhythm game.
Yeah, essentially. So, I don't know. It'd be fun to take a crack at Super Punch-Out now that I'm older and hopefully a little more wiser and more capable of this game.
Yeah.
Well, it should be worse.
Maybe. That would be a real fucking thing, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you know.
Super Castlevania 4 is a Konami game. We've already talked about a Capcom game here. I was just checking to see if that was our first third-party game.
Bye. So, we get that one.
Yes.
And they don't.
Oh, no.
No, they don't get it.
Poor them.
It's a it's a Konami game, by the way. Oh, they get other games. I mean, like, so for example, we don't get Fire Emblem, Mystery of the Emblem.
What?
Which would be really cool if we did.
That would be really cool.
The Legend of the Mystical Ninja is a Konami game.
Yeah, we don't get that one.
Panel de Pawn? I don't... Maybe that's a...
It's still a puzzle game, I think.
Okay. And Super Soccer.
How many games are on the Japanese version?
21.
Oh, okay.
Same deal. I mean, we get 5, they get 5. And we get games that are probably more fitting for our audience. We get fucking Earthbound.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense.
Which is cool.
Kirby's Dream Course. I'm going... You're going to need...
Earthbound is actually one of the real surprising ones. Let's just go down the list that you got there. But first, real quick, Earthbound... They have now released, like, in the span of... 3 or 4 years. This is the third version of Earthbound that they're releasing in North America. A franchise that they were completely willing to ignore for 20 years. Or 15 years.
So it reeks of desperation.
I suppose.
Yeah.
But
it's like the not-so-attractive drunk girl at the party that really wants to hook up and is just laying it on thick. It's like, here's three different versions.
Please. The thing was, people were asking for Earthbound... on Virtual Console since the Wii launch in 2006, and then we didn't actually get a version of it until like 7-8 years later. So they were completely content with just letting people like, yeah, whatever, Earthbound, we don't care. And then all of a sudden, like, here's Earthbound, and here it is on your Wii U, here it is on your 3DS, here it is on this amalgamation of the best Super Nintendo games. So they must have gotten a really like positive response.
Do you think it deserves to be on there, though, John?
I think there is one other RPG in particular that deserves it more than this. Earthbound, I still think, is very deserving to be on this because it is such a unique game.
That's a good point. If you think about it that way, it's sort of like, is Earthbound truly what the 22nd best game this console has or whatever?
Maybe.
And you might be like, well, I don't know. Honestly,
you made the case.
You know, you grind up and snort RPGs. And this one, you say, is enjoyable and fun and you like it, but you don't love it. You never made that connection with it. You always talk about
right.
So, like, maybe it's not that great. And maybe that's the reason why we get it and they don't, because they're like, here's this weird, wonky American game.
Well, what I do think...
Look at them trying to make an RPG get so cute.
what I do like about this is that the aesthetic and the personality of the game fits in really well with all these other Nintendo franchises, like Yoshi's Island and Super Mario RPG and Punch-Out. Like, they all just share this... sort of tone or this philosophy of aesthetic where they all just seem to mesh really well together. And the one glaring RPG, I might as well bring it up now, that is missing from this collection of all the best Super Nintendo games is, of course, Chrono Trigger.
Mm-hmm.
Where the fuck is Chrono Trigger? That's really like the only really egregious omission from this.
Yes. Who made that?
Square Enix.
Square.
Square at the time.
Is it because of that guy Akira Toriyama won't let him? You think he has maintains any kind of
I think there's been
speculate.
They speculate and just
blame him. They released Chrono on what?
DS.
Yeah. So I mean,
there could be some sort of a licensing thing tied up. It's possible.
Is that I can't believe. Console? I thought it was on a virtual.
I don't know. I'm going to have to check to see what's on Wii U Virtual Console, because I think it is on Wii Virtual Console, but I'm going to have to look now because I'm not sure.
You have a copy of it, right?
I thought I was on the 3DS.
I have a copy of...
Cartridge?
DS, not a Super Nintendo cartridge now.
Do you know what a cartridge goes for?
It's pretty pricey last time I looked.
Like used, under $100? Or?
Yeah, under 100 for a used copy.
Okay.
But yeah, it's
I'm just wondering.
Yeah. But you know,
I'll take eight.
We do get one other notable Square Enix game on here. I'm just looking real quick to see if that's correct.
You get Final Fantasy III.
Final Fantasy III, yes.
You get did you say the other Mario game on this?
Mario RPG?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
Well, yeah, it's a yes.
Which is also another Square game, because Square developed that in cooperation with Nintendo.
Yeah.
But, like, if you're putting a list together of the RPGs... The Super Nintendo RPGs that you want on this pantheon of RPGs, you definitely want Final Fantasy III. Mm-hmm. That's a must-have. You would want Final Fantasy II, mm-hmm. which is, of course, Final Fantasy IV. But you want both of those, but I think that because you get three, it's okay that you don't get two. But again, there's 21 games. I'm sure they could have found a few more kilobytes of space.
Should they have done something
to put Final Fantasy 2 on?
No, we're at our capacity. We're not.
I think you get the better of the two in Final Fantasy 3, but it'd be great if you get both. But you definitely want those two. If you're picking like the five best RPGs in the system. You want Mario RPG, Secret of Mana probably, but Chrono Trigger for sure.
Yeah,
and then Earthbound, like if we want to rank the RPG on the Super Nintendo, Earthbound's probably like floating around 7 or 8, just out of the top 5, which is still pretty damn good for a system that had tons of RPGs. But I don't know. It's very strange that Chrono Trigger's on there. There must be some sort of reason that Square is unable or unwilling to re-release this game, or just dump a Super Nintendo ROM onto this thing. Anyway, mm-hmm. Mario RPG, we mentioned that briefly. That's going to be a cool one to have, especially with being able to use save states. Secret of Mana, I'm really excited to try that one again, because I have the cartridge for that,
mm-hmm.
but that game is like a co-op action RPG, so that'll be a fun one to try with actual co-op in there. And I did. The last time we talked about this, we speculated that maybe you'd be able to use a Super Nintendo multi-tap in order to get more than one, like two players. Because this is a three-player RPG.
Huh.
I did some research. No, you cannot.
Oh, you what not crap! Able,
so if you happen to have like one of those Super Nintendo multi-taps lying around that now go like for over $100 for these darn things, they will not be useful to you.
Huh. That's kind of shitty.
Yeah.
Well, their value just dropped.
Whose value?
The multi-taps. I'm joking. Because now they're useless.
I would snatch one up. We need to get some, like, four-player Turtles in Time going.
Yeah.
Can you do that?
I don't think so, actually.
I don't think so either.
I think that Turtles in Time came out before the multi-tap, so I don't think it ended up.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of omissions, Turtles in Time would have been fucking great.
Oh, yeah. That would be great.
Like, this Classic Edition in general has a weird lack of side-scrolling beat-em-ups. Like, there's no Final Fight. There's no Turtles in Time. And it was a genre that was so huge in the early 90s. It's very strange to me that there's nothing to represent that. Like, Final Fight would have been cool. Final Fight 2, I think, would have been cooler because you do get that co-op.
And granted, like, I know I chose the games that I own, essentially, even back when I was 12, 13 years old with my Super Nintendo. And I'm sure that I was partial to fighting games and action games. And I was like, I want to play these kinds of games, this style. But still, this is a console just glutted with a ton of really fun, you know, brawlers, side-scrollers,
mm-hmm.
2D fighting games. I feel like there's a lot of things that could have been included in here if they're really going to go that direction, but...
Yeah.
You know, nevertheless, we got freaking Yoshi's Island.
Which is a great game.
Did you say that?
Sorry.
Actually,
Yoshi's Island?
Wes, why would you say that? Why would you say that about Yoshi's Island, Wes?
Yeah, Wes, what the fuck is wrong with you?
What? Jeez.
Yoshi's Island, really cool game.
I love it. If I need to sustain an erection, I think it's Yoshi's Island. Oh my god.
Brian, shut the fuck up.
I don't think I have anything else to add about Yoshi's Island other than it's really great. We talked about that.
Massive erection.
We talked about that one really recently. I think just earlier this year we talked about Yoshi's Island on Super Nintendo.
Yeah, it was a just came out in 95.
Mm-hmm.
Just came out.
It just came out. 12 years
ago. Donkey Kong Country is, of course, on here, not 2 or 3.
That's not right.
Which is a little weird. I would think that, you know, they get Donkey Kong Country, they also put, like, Donkey Kong Country 2 on there, which is one that, especially amongst the, like, the enthusiast crowd, is more fondly remembered. I think that it's essential to have the first one on there. But I would think that,
well, 2... Maybe that's my point with the whole, you know, Super Mario World is fucking essential.
Yeah.
Is Super Mario World 2 essential?
Yoshi's Island?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys seem to agree, yes. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, if you're going to double dip into some sort of, like, set of games. I think, granted, they gave us Star Fox 2, which is a new game. That's kind of cool.
Sure is.
With Star Fox 1.
You know, yeah. I feel like there's probably other things they could have done, like, instead of Yoshi's Island.
Well, the cool thing about, well, Yoshi's Island is a fucking great game. It absolutely needs to be on there. But one of the cool things about this, and we talked about this during the official show, is that this is the first time they are giving us a ROM of the Super Nintendo version of Yoshi's Island. Every virtual console service that it showed up on is the GBA port of, or remake of the Super Nintendo version, which is a little bit of an inferior port. So you're actually getting the original version of the game here, which is great. And a lot of that was speculation due to, like, difficulties emulating, like, the FX chip or the second FX chip that was in the cartridge. Which is also one of the reasons why people think that, you know, Star Fox and Star Fox 2 are actually showing up on this thing. Mm-hmm. Is because there's those technological limitations. Whether they couldn't do it, or they didn't want to put the work into doing it, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you talk about Donkey Kong Country 2, I think that's a more deserving game than something like Kirby's Dream Course. Like, is Kirby Golf essential to this collection of the absolute best Super Nintendo games?
Well, golf is a medium. It's clearly underrepresented. There have been a lot of great golf games.
This is the only sports game. Exactly. There's no NBA Jam on here.
Oh, hey, that would good be fucking great. Point. There's not a single sports game on here.
There's no Charles Barkley Shut Up and Jam.
Like, just Madden. Put a fucking Madden game on here.
NBA Jam,
I think, is crucial.
How about, like, Bill Laimbeer's Combat Basketball? Why isn't that?
Sure. Barkley's Shut Up and Jam Gaiden.
Is that a thing?
It's a Barkley's Shut Up and Jam is a game, and then somebody made this tongue-in-cheek parody called Barkley's Shut Up and Jam Gaiden, where they actually rebuilt an entire emulatable game if you play it on a Super Nintendo emulator.
Mm.
And it's so funny. It's really, really great just for the dialogue. Because, like, if you play Barkley's Shut Up and Jam, it's a dumb game.
Yeah, and where's Shaq Fu?
No Shaq Fu. They
wanted to sell the car, the system.
That's gotta be.
I ripped it hard maybe a year and a half ago when we talked about it, but, like, Chaos in the Windy City, the Jordan game.
Oh yeah,
was garbage. That thing was trash.
Mm-hmm. I remember that one.
You know, it's like a fucking game about Michael Jordan where you don't play basketball ever. Like, God, that should at least be during the load screens. I should be able to shoot a basketball at something.
All right, so we got Mega Man X.
Mega Man X!
Is that the one that deserves to be on here, Wes?
Yes, because Mega Man X is awesome.
I mean, it'd be cool if they also, like, had a Mega Man X 2 on here.
Mm-hmm.
X3 would be kind of cool just for, like, the novelty of it, because that's a rare cartridge. That's a hard one to come by.
Yeah.
But, you know, I get it. Like, they're going for the most recognizable stuff. Mega Man X has got to be on there.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. Kirby Superstar, which is I think in itself a collection of different, like, Kirby games and Kirby minigames. So it's kind of funny that there's this collection of games and this collection of games. Anyway, all right. Kirby's here. He's represented. I think that's
Kirby Superstar.
Yeah.
We have Marshmallow Man.
Have we talked about that game yet?
Kirby's, no, not yet, actually. That one actually
hasn't come out. It lists as a 96 release.
I think that one's later in 96, so we'll get to that thing toward the end of the year.
Okay. Worth being put on here, considering how late in the life cycle it came out.
Mm-hmm. We touched on Star Fox briefly. Contra 3, of course, is a must-get.
Essential.
Yep, no question.
Maybe they thought they were covering their bases because they're like, well, they have laser guns. That's kind of like a beat 'em up.
I mean, maybe. Maybe, like, that. This is the game to represent like action games in general. Like,
I think they put them on here just for you guys because we know Nintendo listens to this show.
They absolutely do. Yes.
Yeah. So they're like, oh no, John Ryan liked Contra 3. We gotta put this on there just for those two.
We don't know our input.
It would be.
They don't tell us what we're contributing to them. We just know that we're contributing.
It's a surprise, Ryan. It's a surprise.
I think it'd be really fun if this Super Nintendo Classic Edition had like a internal clock, a play journal to tell you like how much time you spent playing each game. Yeah. It'll be fun to like check back 10 years from now to like see how long I've played Yoshi's Island and Punch-Out and like Contra 3 for 400 hours.
I was actually looking at my Steam catalog.
Yeah.
And they actually had this way of sorting it by hours played. And granted, I probably had a lot of dead time where it's like I just left the game running and didn't care.
Yeah.
I was embarrassed by some of the hours counts on some games that I played. I clocked over 200 hours separately on each of the Torchlight games, which is an action RPG game.
Huh.
Like, that's an insane amount of time. Yeah. Granted, those games are like 6-7 years old now, so I've had a lot of time to build onto it, but still, so much fucking time playing just point and click, you know, action RPG.
So, yeah. Contra 3. And this co-op. So,
oh, yeah, Contra is a fucking wonderful game. Some of the best art. And granted, actually, they did a really good job of picking the games that look beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Donkey Kong Country looks amazing. You know, you gotta love the look of a lot of these classic ones. Even, like, Super Mario World, the detail on it.
Super Mario World looks great. Yoshi's Island is a beautiful game.
Super Ghouls and Ghosts looks amazing.
But it's a garbage game. Earthbound has a really cool visual style.
Yeah.
But I think, Super Ghouls and Ghosts, that's the last one on our list that we really need to touch on here.
Well, it's not the last one. I've got there's three more that we need to talk about. But go on.
Oh, the Jap one.
Finish your thought.
I don't like it.
No, finish your thought. And we'll go on.
I don't like Super Girls and Ghosts.
Oh, you don't
like
Super
Girls and Ghosts. No, I think the game is mean spirited. I don't like the way it controls. I don't like the way your character jumps and moves throughout the game. I don't like how there's basically two hits and you're dead.
Yeah.
And you have like these really unfair enemy respawns. I think it is just
juggling the armors.
Hey, we found Dark Souls for the Super Nintendo.
It's actually a really good point.
Well, I assume that Dark Souls revolves on some basis of skill. Like, you can get good at Dark Souls. Super Ghouls and Ghosts.
No.
I still think that they're people. I'm sure there are people who are good at the game, but I think the game willingly has enemy spawns underneath your jump, knowing that you cannot alter the trajectory of your jump. Like, once you jump, you are committed, and you are going to land on that spot every time. You cannot change your momentum.
That's kind of a good point with like the way the Super Mario World operates. Mm-hmm. Well, Super Mario, the original game, operated that way, where you can taper your jump. You kind of have, you have a lot of control in the way that you jump in the game.
That was one of the really revolutionary things about Super Mario Brothers, is that you're no longer just committed to this trajectory of your jump.
It's actually a great, not Games Done Quick, what is it? The Game Developer Conference, where a guy actually talked about jumping in games. Like, literally, he spent an hour doing a lecture about jumping. And he talks about Mario's jump and why it is actually kind of revolutionary with the way that it operates. It's not a pure, perfect, clean arc. You know, once Mario hits the apex of his jump, he drops at an increasing, like, gravity, which is unexpected. The player doesn't realize that. But it also makes it feel right. It's his signature thing. It's not just clean arc that you're used to. It's sort of like you would expect from, say, Luigi in Mario 2, right? How he's got that like big goofy arcing jump. It's sort of like, but in Mario, he just like jumps up and then kind of cuts down immediately. And that's sort of, it's not a smashdown or anything. It's just, you know, you get used to it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
If they changed it, it wouldn't feel right. So why are they making a game like, you know, Super Ghouls and Ghosts, where, you know, they're putting a lot of effort into making a game where you have them?
And we didn't get Chrono Trigger.
Right.
Get
Chrono Trigger. There's definitely a couple that I would cut from here in order just to get Chrono Trigger. Like, I would certainly cut Super Ghouls and Ghosts. I would cut out Kirby's Dream Course. And if I had to cut out one more, maybe Kirby Superstar. Just to...
I think Super Punch-Out's a novelty.
Yeah, maybe. See, and that's...
Wait a second. There's your fighting... Your sports game right there.
Oh, yeah, it's a boxing game.
There's your sports game.
Technically, that's a...
We need a team.
You're technically right, which is the best kind of...
How about like a team sports game, though?
All right, well, there you go. We all have a team sport.
Oh, oh just go to Japan and get fucking Super Soccer. What? No Mahjong.
Oh, no Mahjong.
Where the fuck
true.
Is my Mahjong game? I want 5 Mahjong games.
All right, so, Ryan, you had 3 more that you said you wanted to...
Oh, yeah, so there's some...
Japan game.
Well, because they're doing the Star Fox 2.
Right.
They're releasing some other ones that are, like, kind of low-key. They haven't really talked about them much, but I wanted to get your take on them.
So, sure.
Super Metroid 2, Samus in the Twerkatorium. It's a lot about Samus's ass, but it, I think it's going to be a really fun adventure. What do you guys think?
I'm down. Yes, they can have my $8 for that.
Yeah, that one's good.
Sure.
What about Contra 3.5, The Alien Holocaust? This one's really dark.
God.
Do you start out with flamethrowers?
Oh yes,
yeah,
totally.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you have these gas chamber mechanism thing. That's terrible.
You know they should.
You're the bad
make,
guy
make,
in this
make,
one.
Like make your characters invincible.
Yeah.
That way, to just have it like be a total power trip.
Yeah. And last one, again, I didn't even know there was a sequel. Mega Man XXX, An Erotic Adventure. What do you think that one's about?
Him and Zero getting down.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. He's got that hair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something's up there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're both robots.
That's it. That's the three. I mean, I'm pretty pumped about all of them. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah.
The same as in the twerkatorium.
That's amazing.
Prepare the save states.
A lot of people didn't know that twerking existed in the 90s.
All right, well, that's all I really got.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Yeah.
Did you guys, can you guys think of any like glaring omissions here? They did a really great job of covering most of the bases. Like, we've done single play about Chrono Trigger and about Donkey Kong Country 2, but I mean, other than Chrono Trigger, there's not like really anything unsatisfying about this list.
I really think if you dig deep in fighters, there's a ton of interesting fighters that just didn't make the cut.
I don't have the Toy Story game.
Well,
but we
like,
need Jurassic Park.
Say, Primal Rage, Mortal Kombat, Killer Instinct. There's an amazing Gundam
Killer Instinct
fighter.
Actually, Killer Instinct might be a rare property and then therefore owned by Microsoft now.
The Dragon Ball Z fighter. Mm. There's a ton of really cool...
Dragon Ball Z fighter?
Yeah.
Huh.
I think it's a Japanese-only game.
Oh, there you go.
But
I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You can technically fly up and fight in the air.
Yeah, I remember what you're talking about.
And granted,
I tried playing it before, but yeah, it's only in Japanese. I had no idea what I was doing.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Yeah.
Where you can't even figure out like what your play mode is, and you're just
I don't know.
There's a lot of really good fighters. It's a good console for fighters, but we get what we absolutely need to have, which is a Street Fighter game. But yeah. We're missing Final Fight. That doesn't seem right.
Yeah. Yeah, without a brawler on there, Final Fight is a little weird. Those are, probably 1 and 2 right there for biggest omissions. You don't get a Final Fight, you don't get Chrono Trigger.
Makes sense.
Because brawlers were such a big thing for consoles and arcades in the 90s.
Yeah, I mean, what else are we really, really missing? So they didn't include a couple of the other launch titles, right? Because the other launch was SimCity and Pilot Wings. And
which...
I can understand why no SimCity... Pilot Wings, I really don't know if that's a...
I think Pilot Wings is kind of the same thing with SimCity or maybe like 1 or 2 other first-party games. Like, it's a first-party game, but no one's really nostalgic for Pilot Wings. Or at least no one, like even within like the enthusiast crowd, there's a very small number of people who are really nostalgic for Pilot Wings. And like between the launch games, like... Mario, F-Zero, Pilot Wings, SimCity, you really do get the two standouts in Mario and F-Zero.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. Those are the ones that go on to like to be the biggest, most important.
Do you feel like you were robbed of this Fire Emblem game? Mystery of the Emblem?
I understand why, because it was a Japan-only game.
Mm-hmm.
It would be really cool. Like, it would have been really fucking awesome to see a Fire Emblem as well as like Super Famicom Wars.
That would be really fun. Yeah, that would be again. But who knows that? Like, I think they're really going for iconic ones, things that people are going to remember. It's like even the most obscure stuff on here. I think some people maybe have a general idea of.
Yeah,
like even if they're just super duper casual,
there's at least some name recognition with a lot of the stuff. But you know, when they are releasing a classic console that has Star Fox 2, a game never released anywhere, it kind of like. lets your imagination open up. Like, well, if they're doing that, they could do fucking anything. What else could they have done? Like, a Fire Emblem would have been really awesome. But I'm not heartbroken about it. Like, the RPGs are really well represented on this system. Platformers are well represented. Adventure games, action games, and, like, Mega Man X and Contra. Like, there's pretty solid representation across a lot of genres outside of, like, brawlers and, like, a team sports game.
Oh, actually, here's a really good way to look at it, and here's one that I think kind of sticks out as maybe they could have included it. So, going by a list of best-selling games, here's what they got. And, yeah, they included pretty much all of, well, they included a lot of these. Number one, Super Mario World.
Yeah.
Number two, Super Mario All-Stars. We can kind of understand why they didn't include it. It's not really even a Super Nintendo game.
Yeah.
Donkey Kong Country, got it. Mario Kart, got it. Street Fighter II World Warrior, they have a Street Fighter game.
Mm-hmm.
These Donkey Kong games are super popular. Donkey Kong 2, Link to the Past, they got. Yoshi's Island, they got. Another Street Fighter game, another Donkey Kong game. Final Fantasy 6.
Okay. So maybe they just went with the better selling version with the Final Fantasies there.
So 12 and 13 on the list was Killer Instinct and Dragon Quest 6. They didn't include either of those. Hmm.
Well, Dragon Quest didn't make it over to the US.
No, that's probably why.
Yeah. Killer Instinct, I'm sure, like, if they could, maybe they would have, maybe they wouldn't have, but I'm fairly certain that that's a Microsoft property at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So, best of luck.
What about Disney's Aladdin? Does that deserve a nod? You guys both immediately laughed. I was actually kind of serious.
No, absolutely not.
It's a good-looking game. It's a really good-looking game. It plays like shit, but it's a good-looking game. What about the Lion King?
Well, I guess Aladdin are super cool.
Yeah, NBA Jam is only 38 on the list.
I mean, that's not too bad.
That should be on there.
Top 40.
Where you hold a bun and your shoes change colors and then the ball bursts into flames. Come on. Yeah. It doesn't get any more realistic than that.
I want to put the code and play as Bill Clinton.
Yes. Yep. And Super Big Head.
Yeah, they did a pretty good job, all things considered. I mean, they hit up almost all of these. This is pretty cool.
Anyway, yeah, so I'm really looking forward to this. I really hope I'm able to get one. But before we close out, let's talk about next month's Super Nintendo, because it's not going to be the last one, but it'll be the last one before we transition to the Nintendo 64.
Yeah.
So, Ryan, you talked last week about maybe doing some sort of, like, different lists, top fives for... Like
an award show.
Like, different categories. We'll probably do, like, a top 15, just general. But they do some other lists that'll give, like, other games that would make a top 15 a chance to stand out.
Okay.
So, I'm thinking, like...
I like that.
Rather than doing, like, a conglomerate, like, top five soundtracks...
Mm-hmm.
You just do top five soundtracks, and like we'll each pick like two categories that are important, and we'll each do individual top fives.
Yeah.
That way, we don't have to spend time arguing about.
True.
And if me and Wes want to like throw in like this game had a really good soundtrack too, then we can give it an honorable mention.
Sounds good to me. I like that idea. Yeah, we'll split up the topics however you guys want to do it.
Yeah.
You know, best color palette.
Give it a shot, but I don't know Super Nintendo as in-depth as you guys, so...
Well, you know, just... If you want to, like, pick a really specific category, like, whatever you feel like doing.
Mm-hmm.
Top five reasons why Mega Man X is the best.
Top five mutants in X-Men Mutant Apocalypse.
So, yeah. Jeez. Ugh.
But, yeah, so that'll probably be the majority of that show next month, because, once again, no real major releases leading up to the N64. But, you know, once we get to, like, November, December, there actually will be some noteworthy Super Nintendo releases, so we'll revive the show.
One of these days we'll genuinely do one about a Mahjong game. Like, what do these tiles mean? This game's fucking stupid.
Wait, there you go, Wes. Top five board games.
Oh, Mahjong
counts. Perfect. They did
Was there a Monopoly for it? Yes, there you go.
Shoots and Ladders, that one's on there. Yeah.
Seriously?
Clue. Dokapon Kingdom?
Yeah, Dokapon Kingdom.
No, there wasn't one on Super Nintendo.
There was not. It would have been awesome.
Because I would demand to play this right now.
Twister, it's weird, but if you can play it. Don't Break the Ice, that one's Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Ants in Your Pants.
Ants in Your Pants.
Kaplunk and Mousetrap.
Yeah, they're both on there. This is, you know, it's like, again, people don't remember this, but it's a lot of good games came out.
Card games will count too, like Solitaire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Texas Hold'em Poker.
Yeah. This is not a bad idea. I like this.
All right, well, we'll come up with some categories and maybe we'll announce what those are in a later show. But that's going to bring this show to a close. Next up is the official show. We'll have some news and new releases to talk about.
It's nice actually having new releases.
Yeah, it is.
It really feels nice.
We have had consistent new releases since March. It's been great.
It's wonderful.
Yeah. I love talking about new stuff.
Plus, like coming around our official show is like the one we got like nothing to talk about.
So we really find news to ramble about for a half hour.
Yeah. We get the local newspaper. So this happened in Central Florida. So
OJ Simpson got paroled today.
I heard about that.
Really?
How do you feel about that? Because he did punch you that one time.
Did not know it was a really awesome
No, it was a great moment. This is something you should be absolutely proud of because you were in a Publix, you're in a grocery store.
Yep. Yeah. I took the last current in orange juice.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I need vitamin C in the morning.
And another hand reached and you looked up and you're like, oh my god, OJ Simpson, and he punched you in the face, took the juice, and was like, you got squeezed, bitch. And left.
Yeah. It's his thing. It's what he does.
That's his catchphrase.
Let you know what he does. The second he was paroled as he was because they filmed this as he was paroled and he was leaving the thing, he looked back at all of the people and was like, "You got juice, bitch." And then walked out the door. Someone threw him a handgun and he shot someone.
That's the end of the show. Until next time, everybody.
So long.